Hello.
My name is Tammy, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am. This is me.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to open up a claim for unemployment. I did it online, but they said I needed to call this number first.
Can I have your social, please?
It's 411-557-874.
Could you repeat your social, please?
I'm sorry. 411. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I just drew a blank. 411-557-874.
Can you verify your name?
Erica Lewis.
Your date of birth?
February 1st, 1983.
Your mother's maiden name?
Jones.
And can you verify, do you have a driver's license, ma'am?
Yes.
What state?
Alabama.
Okay. Did you have another driver license?
No, ma'am. I did have another one, but I got.
What state was it, ma'am?
It was what, Ohio.
Okay. Okay. I need your okay. Your birthday. Got that. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and your driving license is Alabama?
Yes.
Can I have your driving license number, please?
It's 7536938.
Could you repeat that, ma'am?
7536938. Let me go make sure that's right. Yes, ma'am, that's right. 7536938.
If you're approved for benefits, ma'am, you have an option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer, ma'am?
Direct deposit.
Would that be checking or savings?
Checking.
I need a routing number, please, and an account number.
Okay. The routing number is 1031-00195.
Could you repeat that for me, please?
Mm-hmm. The routing number is 1031-00195.
Thank you. Your account number?
It's 689-112-941-489.
Repeat that, please.
689-112-941-489.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you verify the mailing address?
It's 4237 Court K.
No. Okay. I have 829 Pine Street.
I don't live there anymore.
Okay. Can you update your address, please?
Yes. It's 4237 Court K.
Hold on, please. Court, C-O-U-R-T?
Yes, ma'am.
The letter K?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama, 35208.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am, that's the same. It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
Can you verify the phone number you have on file?
513-488-4667.
Thank you. Do you have a secondary number you want to add on file, ma'am?
No, thank you.
Do you have an email address you want on file?
Erica Smooth.
Okay,
Travel.
Ma'am. Okay, you giving me an email address?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. Erica what?
Smooth, S-M-O-O-T-H.
S-M-O-O-T-H?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then travels.
At. Is it Erica Smooth at?
Mm-mm. It's Erica Smooth Travels. After Smooth is T-R-A-V-E-L-S at yahoo.com.
Erica Smooth Travels at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
4237 Court K, Birmingham, Alabama, 35208.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer some randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Cincinnati, Batavia, Lanchester, or Dayton?
I think it's the second one. I think it's Batavia.
Batavia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
According to your driver license, approximately how tall are you? 5 feet, 5'3", 5'9", or 6 feet?
5'3".
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 99 Mitsubishi 3000, 2000 Chrysler Grand Voyager, 2003 Buick Century, 2007 BMW Z4.
The Buick Century.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Can I have your last day worked? I need a month, a day, and a year, please.
The last day worked?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. The last day was December the 8th.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since the last Sunday?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
And the reason that why you're not, ma'am?
I've been sick, and then my job stopped on December the 8th, so it's not open.
Okay, so you saying you have since Sunday passed, you weren't able to work mentally or physically?
Yeah, this past Sunday, I'm sick this past Sunday, so I wasn't able to do nothing this past Sunday.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Yes.
If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. So you say you were sick, son. Correct, ma'am. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I have been able to work.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 15 miles.
Ma'am?
I said 15, 20 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$16.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
What date was that, ma'am?
It would be in February.
I need a month, a day, and a year, please.
Okay. I know they said February 2nd. Hello.
Okay, you said, what was your date, the return date? You said your employer gave you a definite date to return to work?
It was February 2nd.
2023, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled shutdown for no more than 2 weeks? Or neither?
I guess it's neither. It's a Christmas break. But it's more than 2 weeks.
Okay, so is it are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period?
Yes, we said it.
What's your job title?
It's a food unit lead.
A what, ma'am?
A food unit lead.
Food unit lead.
Yes, ma'am.
Right there. Food, FOOD, unit in UNIT lead, LEAD.
Yes, ma'am.
And does this fall into like a food service manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And would it, who are we filing? Who are you filing for? What company?
Birmingham Southern College.
Bon Appetit Management, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have a phone number for them, please?
I have their cell phone numbers, but I don't have the actual company's number.
Okay. I'll take what you have.
It's 205
Ma'am.
205 226 4715.
205-226-4715.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I have your employment start date, please? I need a month, a day, and a year.
June 6, 2022.
And your last day worked again, please?
December 8.
And what city and state did you work in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And the reason you're not working? Quit, discharge, other, lack of work.
Lack of work.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Sure.
Okay. 7483, ma'am, will be your temporary PIN number.
You said
8
7483.
3, correct. And it normally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. So you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers and update your online resume. Do you happen to have an updated resume?
Yes.
Okay, I have the website you can alabamaworks.alabama.gov that you can download it, your resume. Alabama
What is
Works. Alabama Works, one word, lowercase letters, ALABAMAWORKS dot alabama.gov. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Your unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. That ends on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification each week by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for previous weeks. Failure to make and complete a certification each week will result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, ma'am, you can go www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You will make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, because we've already done one for this week. An information booklet will be mailed to you in about 7 days, and that's going to explain your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. So if you would read through, you know, your booklet and stuff. Other than that, Ms. Lewis, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Oh, no, that's it.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.